Blog Talk.
Good evening. My name is Mary Hollis, and I'm the director of the Next Chapter, Widows Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many years, many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, our topic tonight, titled, Let God's Peace Serve as an Umpire for Your Mind and Emotions. And you know that we do have problems where Satan does try to take control of our minds and try to get us very upset about things and let us take away the peace that God has given us. The scripture reads, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That's Colossians chapter 3, 15 verse. Have you ever had one of those days when there is so much confusion whirling around your head that you felt like screaming, stop? This can happen when you have had a loved one, that you've lost a loved one, dealing with any type of problems with your children, financial problem. During this time, you have all these different things that's going through your mind. From time to time, everyone has the kind of day like that. And when you do, your temptation is probably either to get in the flesh and react to someone in an ugly way sometimes, or get depressed, go to bed, or forget all about it. However, you know either choice won't help you solve the problems which you are facing. Rather than throw in the towels, why don't you just give these emotions that wants to get the best of you, why not stop right now and make a decision to let the Word of God rule you today? What I say when I mean rule, I am talking about God's supernatural peace dominating and governing every emotions and situation that confronts you. If you don't make this decision and follow through with it, worries, fear, insecurity, doubt, and a whole host of other emotions will assure try to take control of you. And there is no worse roller coaster ride than when you are being knocked all over the place by emotions that are out of control. And I'm sure we have experienced some of those things. Well, why not instead let the peace of God rule in your heart? As Paul wrote in Colossians 3:15, he said, "Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." I especially want you to notice the word rule in this verse. It is from the Greek word, well, I'll spell it because I can't pronounce it. It's B-R-A-B-A-U-O, which is an ancient time was used to describe the umpire, a referee who moderates or judges an athletic competition. An example, like a baseball game. We need an umpire to control the game, making sure that everything is being done right, that when the person is running down the base, is making sure that person, if they gets out, the best call is made. So just like you need an umpire in a baseball game and a referee to control and judge that particular game, that's what Paul is trying to say here. Paul uses this word to tell you that the peace of God can work like an umpire, a referee in your heart, in your mind, and emotions. When emotions attempt to control over and try to throw us into these emotion frenzy, we can stop it from happening by making the choice to let God, peace, rise up from deep inside of us like an umpire, a referee, to moderate our emotions. As we do, we will be kept under the control of the divine peace as it rules in our heart. When this divine umpire calls peace, steps into the game, it suddenly begins to call the shots and make all the decisions instead of being fretfulness and our anxiety and start worrying. We need to read Psalms 46:10, "Peace be still and know that I am God." The translation for Colossians 3:15, "Let the peace of God call the shots in your life. Let the peace of God be the umpire in your life and actions. Let the peace of God act as a referee in your emotions and your decision." We need to do that more often because sometimes we do allow those things to control our emotions, to control our minds, our hearts, and we need to focus and ask God to give us that peace and help us to be still when things like that interferes and come within that bothers us from time to time. And we all do have those emotions, but we just have to have faith that God can give us that peace that we need. I see that we have a few callers out there. At the end of this message, I would like to ask a question to one of you. It won't be something that you won't be able to answer, but I would like for one of you to please hit the number one button so you can be available to answer a question for me at the end of this message. And don't be afraid, because it's a simple question relating to what we're talking about tonight. Getting back to the message about peace, even though it's true that everyone has hard days and difficult days, you don't have to surrender to these emotions that try to steal your joy, disrupt your relationship, and rob you of your victory. When you feel overwhelmed by problems and emotions that are hitting you from every direction, all sides, just stop. Just stop. Just like I just stop there. Set your heart and mind on Jesus and the Word of God. As you do this, the supernatural peace of God will rise up from your spirit and take control. Try it sometimes. Even when we have migraine headaches or just having a stressful day, and sometimes we get these tension headaches. If you will sit and just be calm, don't say a word, just breathe in and out, and just meditate on God, and just sit there peacefully. Believe it or not, that headache will go away. If it won't go away completely, you will feel more at peace, because a tension headache is just wanting you to stay still. Getting rid of that tension headache, if you stay still and be at peace just for a moment, I guarantee that that headache will not be the same when you decide to and it takes no more than about, I would say, a good 20 minutes to sit there and be calm. And if you don't want to just sit, lay there and be calm. And you will see the difference. Bringing God within, in your mind, body, and soul, He will give you that supernatural peace of God that will rise up from your spirit and take control of you. I would like to also read from my everyday spiritual refreshment. But I would like to ask the question, and no one has come on to volunteer for me to be able to ask that question. And let me ask the question, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to come back later to answer that for me. Do you recognize moments when your emotions try to throw you into an emotional tizzy and steal your peace and joy? Have you experienced that this week, last month, or even today? Have you asked God to help you to overcome these emotions? What steps can you take to quiet yourself so you can focus on God's word and allow peace of God to rise up and referee what is going on inside of your heart, mind, and emotion? Those are three questions, but they're pretty much asking the same thing. I would like one of you to volunteer and tell me what you feel about one of those questions that I just asked. And just think about it as I continue to read more about peace. And this message is coming from Isaiah 26:3. You, Lord, give me true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. And that's Isaiah 26:3. Peace is the kingdom of God, what oxygen is to be in the atmosphere. Considering this truth, you may be wondering why you so often feel agitated and anxious. Think of this way. Though oxygen permeates the air around us, we must breathe it into your lungs, for it is it is to do us any good. You must choose to let God rule in your heart. You must invite him in, and you open your heart to him, the peace will follow. Also, we have something else from Colossians 15 also that's coming from the NIV version. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. God often uses peace as a way of giving his children guidance. I want to read that again. God often uses peace as a way of giving his children guidance. When you are praying about an important decision, a life choice, you should pay close attention to the amount of peace you have concerning it. In any case, you should not move when your peace is replaced by a sense of an anxiety or unrest. Move back in the other direction until the peace returns. Pretty much what I was saying to you when I say sit down and just meditate on God's word, be still. This is what this is saying also. You should not move when your peace is replaced by a sense of anxiety or unrest. Move back in the other direction until the peace returns. Sit and be still. You will never go wrong as long as you follow the peace. And what that is saying, if you know something is going to get you upset and it's going to get you into that state of having anxiety, of being depressed about something, that's what God is saying. Let the peace in him be with you. Be still. Do not let those thoughts return back to your mind. Release it, be still, and start focusing it on him. So getting this this from different version of different chapter in the Bible about peace, it's all saying the same thing. Let God's peace serve as an empire for your mind and emotions. I guess no, I don't have any volunteer out there tonight. I wanted to see if I could get one of those questions answered, but we'll move on. We have about 10 minutes more before the show. But just allow peace to continue to be a part of you this week. There's so many things that are happening each day. Talking to different friends and family, it's so much things are going on. Loss of family and friends, and so many sicknesses is upon us. We just have to keep peace. Keep asking God for that peace, because it's so many things that can cause us to have an anxiety. That goes on, you know. It's not easy to have that peace, but we must try hard and believe in God that God will give us that peace that we need. And I would like to read this prayer that goes with this message also. It says, Lord, I don't want to let my emotions get the best of me today or tomorrow. So I ask that your peace would rise up like a mighty umpire and referee in my heart, mind, and emotions. Help me to recognize those moments when unhelpful emotions try to sneak up on me. Lord, I ask you to teach us how to put those emotions aside and release your supernatural peace that is residence in our hearts. The peace that is always ready at every moment to moderate in every thought and emotions that tries to pass into our lives. Lord, be with us each and every day. Let us receive and feel that peace that we need to hear from you. Instill that peace in us that we need right now. Some of us have had lots of discomfort things that are weighing us down. Even our memory of our loved ones that we have lost. We just ask you, Lord, to give us that peace we need this week to get through each and every day. Because it takes your supernatural peace to get us through these days that are happening. So many things are happening to friends and family and people that we are hearing about, on even on the TV. Give us that peace, Lord Jesus. Give us that supernatural that will dominate us and keeping us from getting upset and our emotions to just to be out of our control. We just want you to allow that spirit, your supernatural spirit, to dominate our body, our minds, our hearts, and our emotions. Because we need you, Lord. We need you to help us through these things that are happening in this world to our friends and our family. And we just thank you, and we declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was hoping that by now I would get a volunteer, but it seems like I'm not going to, everyone is just listening tonight. So I will continue on. I have some announcements. We're having our first meeting of the year, 2011, this coming Saturday, January 22nd. We will be talking about our trip to Myrtle Beach. We're trying to plan that trip for the middle of June of this year. Also, we will be talking about different activities that we will be scheduling for each month of this year. If you have anything that you would like to share with us and like for us to attend, a trip to go on, or anything that you think that we could do together, please call and let us know. We need your opinion and your support in any way to make this ministry a successful one. Also, during our meeting, we will have a coupon class. We are having a coupon diva who's coming on Saturday for an hour and teach us how to save money with coupons. And we are excited about that because she is definitely a coupon diva. She knows how to go into a supermarket, and her bill is, the last time she told me, her bill was $170-something. But when she finished with those coupons at the cash register, she only paid $30 for her 170-something grocery. So you need to be there to be a part of this, so you know, so you can learn how to save money by clipping coupons. Our meeting will be scheduled for this Saturday from 9 until 11 a.m., and we will have a continental breakfast prepared. So please come and bring your scissor. I've already bought some papers because the paper boy won't be out until after the meeting. Sorry about that. Until after the meeting. So please bring your scissors so we can clip some coupons and learn how to save. I'm excited about it myself because I clip coupons, but I want to become real good at it. I want to become a coupon diva like my girlfriend is. I want to be able to walk in that store and be able to come out of there spending just even less than what she came out with. But I can't even imagine her going into a store and the total bill being 170 something and coming out of there paying only 30 something. I'm sure the managers of the supermarkets, I'm sure they're getting angry about this coupon thing because it has become an epidemic. Because most of the time when you go into the stores now, everybody's walking around with coupons in their hands. Well, if this is one way to save money, this is one way I'm going to do it this year. I need to pay off some of these bills so I can be able to retire and do this for full time and whatever else God has for me to do. So if you can be here on Saturday, please do. Well, Sheila from California, I'm so sorry that you are so far away. Many times I wish I can twinkle my nose that you will be right here with us and share some of these different things with us at our meetings. And we're having something planned for Valentine. I wish that you could be here as well. Also, maybe one of these days I'll be blessed with a pot of gold that I can just, whenever something is happening, I'll say, Sheila, get ready. Go ahead and order a ticket so you can be on the way. I wish I can bless all of you that way. So, and also our trip that we are going on in June, I wish that you could be a part of that as well. And maybe you can surprise us. Maybe you'll be able to. And we can meet you and you can meet us. Because most of us are here in Atlanta. We have a few people that come. We have someone that calls from Florida, from Tennessee, Chicago, and my sister who calls every Tuesday night from it's a little small town called Green Point, South Carolina. But she's on the air, and I'm happy to know that she is supporting her sister also. I hope I am encouraging her also because she had a loss just a year ago. So I just hope that that you all have received this message and just tuning in to God and let God be that peace that you need this week. Concentrate on Him. Sit still and be still and just meditate on Him and asking Him for that peace that you need. Whenever something gets, you get on. And you think that your emotions getting out of control, you can't find something in the house, or are your kids getting on your nerve, or your neighbor getting on your nerve, or your brother or sister's getting on your nerve, just go somewhere and be still and bring the peace of God. Let the supernatural spirit of His Spirit take control. And that's the end of our program tonight. I hope that you all will have a wonderful week. And as peace be still, let God's peace serve as an umpire for your mind and your emotions. Be blessed and tune in next week at 11:30 p.m. And also invite others to call in as well. And I hope that I will be able to continue to encourage you and them. And like I say, soon we will have some other speakers on. And if you would like to take control of an evening, you can. You don't have to be in the state of Atlanta to do that. So anytime that you want to help me out one night and talk about a certain topic, it can be on any topic, finances, different types of tips that we all can learn from. Just let me know. You can call me. 770-981-9118, or you can email me, MiriamHollis@AOL.com, and I will be I'll be glad that you can support me in any way, and taking over this half an hour one night, one night out of the month. But be encouraged and continue to let God be your peace, and have a great week.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share of love
abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind. Love is felt
most
when it's genuine.
I
had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He
favored me.
They
whispered about me.
They
conspired against me.
They
told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. my character,
my integrity, my faith in God.
My faith in God. He faith in me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.